and markets around the globe are rallying today ahead of a big decision from the Federal Reserve.
In less than an hour now, the Fed is expected to announce that it will raise benchmark interest rates. It would be the first increase in nearly a decade and could impact your credit card interest rate, your mortgage rate, your car loan, and a lot more. John Idstey is NPR economics correspondent. He's with us from Washington to look ahead to the Fed decision. Hi, John.
Hi, Jeremy.
And I'm just looking at the markets right now, and the Dow just for a moment went negative. Now it's back in the green. But how are people reacting to what is likely to happen at 2 o'clock Eastern this afternoon?
Well, this rate hike has been very well advertised, as you know, and markets have had a chance to adjust to this prospect of rising rates over a period of months now. And we've seen volatile markets in the run-up. But in the past couple of days, U.S. stocks have rallied. And as you said, they were up again today. Stocks in Europe and Asia were also up. As you know, 7 years of extremely low rates have been credited with boosting U.S. stocks higher. So rising interest rates were expected to hurt stocks. But, you know, Jeremy, the rising rates can also be seen as a sign of confidence from the Fed. And I think that's what we're seeing investors responding to right now.
Well, what about ordinary Americans? What is the impact likely to be on regular people all across this country from a rate hike?
Well, most economists agree a quarter point hike in rates won't have much impact on the economy. I mean, the difference between a zero interest rate and a quarter point isn't going to change the borrowing behavior of companies or individuals very much. But consumers will see increases in credit card rates and adjustable mortgage rates, for instance, which are often tied to the benchmark prime rate. And that rate is likely to move up a quarter of a point quite quickly. All other things equal, fixed rate mortgages would rise as well. But, you know, there are lots of other factors that go into setting that rate. So it's not really a direct one-to-one there.
And John, what about around the world? We've been talking about what this might mean for places like China. But what countries are very interested in what the Fed is doing today?
Well, you know, there's a wide variety of responses. But among those who may be happy, for instance, are exporters in the Eurozone countries. Higher rates put upward pressure on the dollar. That will mean the euro is worth less, so European products will be more competitive. That should help boost growth in the Eurozone, which really needs it, and it'll probably make Mario Draghi, the head of their central bank, very happy. You know, other exporting countries will also be helped in that way. But some emerging market economies aren't going to be very happy. Money that was invested in those countries seeking a higher return when U.S. interest rates were near zero will tend to flow back to the U.S. because of the higher rates on dollar-denominated assets. Of course, you know, we've already seen this happening during this lead-up to the rate hike. The euro has fallen and capital has been moving out of some emerging markets. But this is not just the response to a single point rate hike. That wouldn't have much response. It's really about the beginning of a long process by the Fed to move rates in the U.S. gradually back to more normal levels.
You know, when you say dollar-denominated assets, I think of oil, and I wonder if this is going to send oil prices even lower than they already are.
Well, I think that's part of the reason you've seen oil falling over the last few days. I mean, there's supply and demand issues, but it's also a strengthening dollar that moves oil prices down.
There are some, John, who think that this is too soon, that inflation is extremely low in this country, that the Fed shouldn't be doing this right now.
Well, you know, they've got a case. We have very low inflation in the U.S. right now, and there's still a lot of people on the sidelines who would like to work who can't find work. But the Fed has made it very clear it expects to move gradually. Though if there were a surprise pickup in inflation, they'd probably move faster. You know, if you look at forecasts made by members of the Fed's policymaking committee, for instance, it suggests rates won't get back to more normal levels for a couple of years still.
Well, we will be watching. Just about 50 minutes left until the decision from the Fed. John Idstey, NPR economics correspondent. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.